I feel the Holy Ghost in the house tonight. Come on now. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, I feel like singing, it's the Holy Ghost and fire that's keeping me alive.
Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost and fire.
Wonderful, Jesus is tonight.
Counselor, Prince of Peace,
mighty God is He.
Saving me, keeping me
from all sin and shame.
Wonderful, my Redeemer, praise His name. Wonderful, wonderful.
Come on now,
Jesus.
Come on now,
mighty God is He. Saving. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. It's that
Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive.
Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost.
Just feel good, Pastor. Coming in here earlier today, praying Brother Greg and Pastor Glover, and I just feel all kind of crazy. The presence of God, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful to be in Sterling tonight. Pastor and Sister Glover, amen. Thank you so much. Amen, Brother Mike Glover, my prayer buddy. Just as crazy as I am sometimes. God help me. Hey. Oh, my God. Oh, glory to God. You may be sitting in the presence of the King tonight. Hallelujah. You coming to church tonight. Just think about it, folks. Help me here tonight, Lord. You coming to church tonight may have been your choice. But I believe, ladies and gents, tonight that God seeks you and I to step into that supernatural realm of worship. Now, I know what I just said sounds cliche. But we say that, and most of the time we don't really do that. Come on now. Hallelujah. The thought of who He is and what He has done, Pastor, for us, Brother Bartlett, should cause the heart of worship. Yeah, hallelujah. I'm going to get to my title and tell you, I'm going to start preaching here now already. So, whatever has your time, think about it. Whatever has your time has your heart. And whatever has your heart has your life. See, we can't come to church. I don't know how the churches are, but I'm glad I'm in Apostolic Pentecostal Church tonight. You can't get when you come to church, a drive-through breakthrough. Sometimes, Brother Mike, I ain't coming here and you need to put my nose to the ground.
That's right.
It ain't drive-through. I don't need a drive-through tonight.
Right.
I need a deep Holy Ghost, powerful anointing, cleansing, soul gut-wrenching experience with God. Woo! Jesus, let me hear tonight. I know it's Thursday night, but y'all just chill. Well, I'm talking to you tonight on the subject. Amen. Right here. I'm losing track of everything here now. We worship a supernatural God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Here you go. Can I have that for a minute?
Yeah.
Ah, glory to God. Like that. Some of us were up. Some of us were down.
Right.
But up there, we're super. Now here, we ain't diddly squat.
All right.
Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. No one in the plan. What is plan? Huh? What's this? You've heard the statement. Everybody wants to be a diamond. But nobody wants to be cut. Yeah. I got kind of quiet in the house here tonight. When I said diamond, hey, we got cut. You don't want to be cut no more. Well, I'm going to leave that alone. With God, ladies and gentlemen, everything falls into place. You remove God, and there are gaps. You can't not substitute God and expect the same results. You know what the greatest obstacle we're facing tonight in the apostolic church? Our greatest obstacle that you're facing, you are the greatest obstacle to your worship. See, we've lost sight of God when His might, His majesty, His justice, His mercy, and holiness do not enter into our hearts and cause us to worship Him. Of how awesome and of how majestic He is, how colossal, how big He is. Yeah. Well, deliverance in the apostolic church is valid and must not be shunned. We love to have church, but not great supernatural church. We got a problem with that. Now hear me out here. And if I'm wrong, Pastor can.
And I know he will.
Y'all ready for this? We love healings and miracles, salvations, breakthroughs, all this kind of stuff. But please, no deliverance.
All right.
You're going to be quiet. No casting out devils. No deliverance from depression or suicide or generational curses. Come on now. We need to really get into the super spirit of worship. If we're going to have healing, let's get it, Bishop. We're going to have miracles, I'm all for it. We're going to have salvation, I'm all for it. But where are the deliverances? When we come to church and people are still living in a house, they're not being delivered and are still living in a house hurting. Please don't get me wrong, folks. I love all of that. But the reason, in my opinion, the reason we're not seeing all this with the mic is because the church has lost its power. God ain't lost it. We cats have lost it. Another thing is, and we talked about it today, and he can clarify it later, we're not making disciples of people anymore. We're just making them spectators. Yeah, hallelujah. The truth will set people free. The truth will set people free. I'll say it one more time. The truth will set people free, not ear candy. I'm glad I am not, because I know Pastor here and all these cats here. I'm glad I'm not in a cotton candy church. Boom, to the body, and it disappears. Boom, he gone. Boop, 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 boop. Hey, he gone. I want no candy. Preach it to me straight, Pastor. Preach it to me when I say out. Preach it to me when I say hallelujah. Preach it to me when I say amen. 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 Yeah. If you got an amen in your pocket, now's the time to pull that booger out. Come on now. Come on now. Lord. Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, never let your disappointment become louder than your worship. One more time. Never let your disappointment become louder than your worship. You're talking to a guy right here. Amen. I may have been a little disappointed, but you know what? When all that stuff happened, I started praising God. I don't see it there yet, but I see a kitchen. I see this, Pastor. I see that. And I'll talk about more about it on Sunday. But I see it. I refuse to let the enemy put the fire out. Sure, I was disappointed. But my worship was, woo! I will bless the Lord at all times. It wasn't easy. But I will bless my life with the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Lord, tonight in Sterling, Lord, tonight, help us to never lose our worship, my praise, my prayer life, my passion. When I had at one time, all I had was nothing. Stop playing with devils, pacifying them, counseling them, and comforting the demons. Cast them boogers out. Remember that worship flows out of worship. That service flows out of worship. And worship flows out of revelation. Because if I have tonight, Pastor, if I have no revelation, of how great God is, I'm done. I'm just satisfied, man. We just come into church. And even the same way, ladies and gentlemen, I need you to leave this church better and not bitter. Sometimes we may not leave straight, but Sister Glover, we can leave better. Come on now, talk to me, somebody. Come on now. And sometimes when we're going through a lot of stuff, sometimes it dims our light. And we don't see God clearly like we're supposed to. Huh? Come on now. Because if you really believe that he was worth your time, you would really give it. Never let the presence of a storm you're going through cause you to doubt the presence of God. Your mindset determines if you're headed for destiny or for destruction. If you're going to take your Holy Ghost game to the next level, you got to change your mindset. You can't level up if you won't let go of where you are. I want more, Pastor. I want more of what God has to offer. I want more. I'm still hungry. I'm still thirsty. I still want to praise him. I still want to worship him. When was the last time, ladies and gentlemen, in Sterling Pentecostal Church,
I reread Acts chapter 4 and verse 31 over and over and over again, Pastor. But Lord, it still disturbs me, Brother Mike. We know that great scripture. And when they had prayed, the place was shook. When was the last time you wonderful people here tonight, including myself, were so stunned and shaken by the presence of God? In that Acts chapter 4 and verse 31, it became bold praying, bold praise, bold worship. It became the norm of the apostolic church, and then the miraculous breakthroughs followed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going crazy. Psalm 150 verse 2. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. You will not get to his excellent greatness, which is his unchanging holiness, until you first come in contact with some of the things he does. He does things not to, just to be doing. He does things so we'll become more attuned. We take notice, get attentive, and then we're awed, we're wowed by him. Wow. Wow, Lord. Wow, Lord. If you don't behold the greatness of God, ladies and gentlemen, you will eventually fall back in love with the world, with its illusions and short-lived pleasures. If you need to make improvement, change. Sometimes you just need a moment and point the finger at yourself. Not the one next to you, okay? Look at your crazy self. Because llamas is. Huh? Come on now. Come on now. You and I can express worship silently, but we can't praise God silently. Huh? Some of us need to do a little bit more of a jig once in a while. Come on now. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. For your information and you for the statement, worship does not cause happiness. Worship causes holiness. Okay. Worship lets you partake of him and he gets more of you. All right. See, I don't ever want to become numb to the awesomeness of God and his love for me. I am finding out that God is doing, Brother Mike, over and over like he did in the flood. I didn't understand it all. It took me over 5 months to finally understand, Bishop, why he sent that to me. And I'm beginning to find out he just totally does a number on llamas over and over and over again. And I used to hate that. I understand. Come on now. I'm okay with him messing me up. I'm okay with him doing a number on me. Because you got to be careful what you pray for. Use me. Remember? Use me, Lord. Use me. Use me. I'm so sick of that statement. Use me. Use me. Next time you're out there, they're backsliding. You dummies. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
It's okay with Alex? All right, thank you, sir. Jump him in the parking lot, okay? Not me. Use me, use me, use me, use me, use me. And then when God does something to try to use you, guess what we do? No. I'm going to shake my fist at you, God. After all, you and I said, use me. So when you say that statement, you got to give him the freedom to use you like he wants to use you.
That's right,
come on now. Hallelujah. You got to get off your King Tut seat. Man, I'm going to leave that alone. We need to somehow learn to worship God. Somehow learn to bless God. Because God desires us to be near him, folks. And our scripture, and you read it many times, that we're taking that tonight. It's on in Psalm 42, 1 and 2. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul is thirsting for you, God. For the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? In other words, it says, I need to be in your presence, God. I'm hungry to come and stay a while. Why? Because it's always sad that we always leave in a hurry. What's this? What's this? When you have the absence of worship, you have the presence of worldliness, wickedness, carnality, and perversion. Yeah. Do I need a commercial break here? Maybe I'll need a commercial break. I've got to slow it down. Huh? All this mess in the church sometimes. And we travel. Watch this. Don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen. All this messing in the church. All this carnality. All this rebellion is turning some of us into witches. Hallelujah. Oh, I forgot it's going out tonight. I better be good. Sorry about that. It's going out, ain't it? I totally forgot. Romans 1 and 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Watch. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen. Verse 26. And for this cause, God gave them up into vile affections. And for even their women did change the nature used unto that which is against nature. You first become a worshiper, and then everything else will follow. As a worshiper, you become a soul winner. As a worshiper, you become a supporter of the work of God. As a worshiper, you become a willing worker in the house of God. We don't get saved. Brother Mike, we don't get saved and say, well, you know what? Brother Gray, I've been saved 50 years. I've been saved 6 months. I've been saved 2 years. However long. I don't say this, Brother Aaron. Well, I think I'll just sit down on Bishop here. I think I'll sit down on Sterling Pentecostal Church. And when folk come in and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, I want them to look how awesome I am. What's up with that, folks? Look how awesome I am. Well, the wisdom of God will end spiritual stupidity. Sorry about that. I said again, the wisdom of God will end our spiritual stupidity. Come on now. We must never forget who he is. We must never forget who our covering is. We must never forget that he is God Almighty. He's all wise. He's all powerful. He's all the present King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the master of the universe and creator of life. Okay. All this stuff. Well, if you just bless the universe, if you just pray to the universe, if you just go, ooh, ah, ah, la, la, bo, ooh, ah, pray to the universe. My God, don't you know who created the universe? Yeah. People saying that. Just pray to the universe. Lama says, guess who made the universe, buzzard? Come on now. Jesus, your name is power. Jesus, your name is breath. Jesus, your name is living water. Jesus, your name is everything. God does according to his will. That sovereign God, friend, he does according to his will in the army of heaven and among all the inhabitants of the earth. He's in charge. And if you believe he's in charge, it ought to be easy. It ought to be easy to worship. Stay strong. In Sterling Church, stay strong. When you walk out of here and you're catching all kind of chaos, make people wonder why you are still smiling. Come on now. your glow, your prayer, your praise is different when you worship. Worship lifts us into the level of saying, yes, I believe in God, to a realm where we behold the Lord face to face. When you step past appreciation, folks, and get into adoration, then there's intimacy that's being exchanged between two lovers. A praiseless person is never a good worshiper, because praise is always prior to worship. A thankless person is never a good worshiper. A selfish. Man, you ever seen selfish people? Even in the church? A selfish, self-centered, stingy person is never a good worshiper. Because all they're saying is give me, give me, give me, Pastor. Give me, give me, give me, give me. Give me, give me, give me, give me. Let me come to church at Sterling and see what I can get. Give me, give me, give me, give me. Oh, you clean the bathrooms. You clean the stink. You clean the commodes. You vacuum the carpet. You do outside work. Somebody should have ran on that. I'm not going to say nothing here. Oh, we want to come to, I'm going to pray for 24 hours here, you know. And I'm a prayer warrior. I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast. I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast. I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast. Come on. I not teach prayer seminars. I'm talking to me. I'm going to pray, but I don't want to get my hands dirty. And I have to catch myself, Pastor, because, you know, I teach all this stuff, you know. And I'm not the greatest teacher, no. I'm not the best. But, you know, God gave me this some years back. I have to catch myself, Brother Mike Glover, and say, wait a minute. I do all this. I'm going to end up in Houston, Texas, a few miles on the road in Austin, called the Austin Crazy House. Russell. At a nut house for nuts. I'm going to be an apostolic nut, I guess. You got to have balance. Nobody going to say nothing here, say. Nobody going to say nothing. Come on. You can't change an atmosphere if you're afraid to enter it. Be the light that Jesus called you and shine in the dark places. Yes, I know God gives you and I the ability to have jobs and talents and cars and houses. And nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with all this stuff. A little money in your pocket and in the bank, and that's great. If you have wealth, you got to be the worst worshiper in the house. And I don't know who has got more money than anybody in this house. But if you have more money than anybody in this house, guess what? You got to be the greatest worshiper in this house. Because he's done so much. He's done so much. Yeah, hallelujah. I got to go here. I'm going to skip a bunch of stuff here because I got to get to some stuff here. Oh, help him tonight, Lord. We need to bring all that to the altar and give it to God. You have to be honest. You know what? I have found out in my life, you can't be dishonest and come and worship. Now, you can be dishonest in your praise. I messed up with your theology. You can't be dishonest in worship. You can be dishonest in praise. Because you and I can come in here and we can fake performance praise. But we can't fake performance worship. Because we're coming right before, into the Holy of Holies. We're coming before the throne. We're coming before him. Well, God, your majesty, your king. God, I need help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know in today's world, man, Pastor Glover and all these wonderful pastors in this district, even down in Lower 48, we're dealing with many people who are struggling with the consequences of broken hearts, Brother Mike, broken families, broken relationships, broken dreams. And for them, I guess the church has become a sort of place to come and hide and lick their wounds. It's amazing, and maybe I said it before. It's amazing we can come out of a high Holy Ghost church and go home and damn our family. I got quiet on that. We got from high in the Holy Ghost, go out there and cuss somebody out. have ought against our brothers and sisters. Run people out of the church. Well, hallelujah, anyhow. Huh? Come on now. We can come from a major breakthrough in a service only to go home and have a major breakdown. We really didn't worship. Many people do not want to sin. I realize that. But sin is what a lot of Christians do and what a lot of Christians take to ease the pain that they're in. Sometimes we are in so much pain. Why? Because I've talked to people across the country. I've talked to people going out to eat. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we're in so much pain that the best antidote from our perspective is to sin. As they're saying, God, for letting me hurt you, take that. Why? Because sometimes Lamas thinks that I got a franchise on God. Huh? Some of us believe because we're saved, ain't nothing supposed to happen to us. If something goes out of line, we get mad at God and tell the Lord, you ain't worth it. Folks, if you do not transform your pain, you will surely transmit it. Don't deny your pain exist. Just deny your pain controlling your existence. I had to learn all this kind of stuff in the last 8, 9 months. It wasn't easy, Brother Grover. I'm going to spill the beast tonight. Come Sunday morning during Sunday school and during the worship, I'm going to spill all this stuff. I ain't going to do it tonight, but I'm going to do it Sunday. We are never defeated, ladies and gentlemen, unless we give up on God. The enemy, watch this. The enemy is a shape shifter. Okay. See what I'm saying? Yeah. Why do you say that, Lamas? Why do I say that? He will customize himself to your liking. Yeah. Yeah. Huh? Don't, ladies and gentlemen, don't allow boredom. Don't allow boredom. Don't allow, mercy, watch this. I'm going to skip all the way down to this here. Just hold on. I got something important to tell you right here. My God, have mercy. Here it is right here, right here. Don't allow boredom and loneliness to make you go back to what God delivers you from. Keep pushing. When tempted, press into the Holy Ghost. It ain't worth going back. People couldn't understand why. Lama's a preacher. Family trying to live for God. I'm still preaching. I'm paying dues to the district. I'm giving offerings to ministries. I'm buying food for people. I'm now up to about 20-25% on my tipping and going to a restaurant. That's just me. I'm always giving $1, $2, $3, sometimes $5, $10 to the Kroger guy or a woman that's bagging my groceries, even though they don't take it out. Well, I lost a bunch of y'all there. Yeah. Come on now. When tempted, it ain't worth going back to. I want them to see the light.
Right.
And I'm not saying you got to do it all the time. But you know, if you got a buck, throw the buck out there. Anybody need a dollar tonight? Oh, I'm in Alaska, so a dollar don't mean in Alaska. Oh, man. Anybody need a 20? Come on, say, come get it. You need a 20? You see what I mean? Ain't nobody move, but she did. All right. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
What's my point? Here I am. Who's first? Here I am. Don't you know that I love you, Stanley? Don't you know that I want to do the miraculous? Don't you know that I want to give you souls? Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know? Who's hungry? Who's thirsty? You got to come and worship me.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know? She's the first one that came down here. You see how hungry you are? Are you being the church or are you just attending the church? Your life is a testimony. The question is, what are we testifying? When I give it a little bit more in the restaurant, whether they have good service or bad service, and I don't holler at them. Oh, I'm sorry. Because I know it's tough. I don't holler at the little old ladies to speak. Or the turkey that's in there fumbling for, let me see, how much is it? I'm waiting behind Kroger. I'm like, how much is it? The people behind me, I'm biting my lip. I say, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why? I got Holy Ghost. Hurry up, you old bag. No. You old cat. Go get your cane. No, I ain't saying that. I have to bite my lip, Bishop. I have to bite my lip. It's hard. It's hard. Hurry up. Don't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, what are we testifying? Come on, think about it. Man, I know you got to be firm sometimes, but that's not what I'm talking about. Pastor got to be firm with you sometimes. Y'all smile here. We need to worship. Your life and my life will only get better when we worship. Work on your worship. Work on yourself, and the rest will follow. Work on yourself to become a better worshiper in Sterling. The Word of God, as far as I know, the Word of God, as far as I know, is the best medicine for a sick spirit. It's the best medicine for a sick spirit. Huh? Come on now. Somebody is saying, I can't go back to drinking. I can't go back to doing drugs. I can't go back to unequal relationships. I can't go back to my old life. Because if I do, I may not get out this time. I can't live this apostolic truth. I can't go back to tradition. Got delivered, levels from tradition. Ain't nothing there. The devil won't bother you while you're living in sin. He will bother you when you're trying to get out. It's the thoughts in your head that work against your destiny. Okay, worship, 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 worship. Examine your heart and delete any distraction so you and I can worship God freely. No matter how hard it gets, never turn to sin for relief. We need to turn to worship. Don't look back. We ain't going that way. You're strong enough to walk away from unhealthy people, unhealthy situations, unhealthy things in your life. Man, the root of your worship is in your heart. I might have said this, I'll say it again. Our level of ascension into the presence of God is determined by the sound of worship we release. What are you wonderful people releasing tonight in just a few moments? What are we going to release? When you give God room, ladies and gentlemen, God will make room for you. Because God is still God. I ain't going to be here on that. Just hold your horses. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. It'll be gone in a minute. It'll be gone in a minute. Sometimes, I got to have the mic for the thing, don't I? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to put it down. It's better. Okay. Help me, Lord. Help me tonight. But sometimes when you and I don't know what to do, because there are times when sometimes we can't say stuff, maybe the tears will not fall, they won't roll, maybe we can't lift up our hands. When we don't know what to do, sometimes, not all, sometimes we need to do this. and everything else, I didn't know. Let me do the one thing. I just clapped my hands. My God, into the heart of worship. Into the supernatural. The greatest miracle in my life is God changing my heart to be more like His heart. God is the source of all strength. And the more we submit to Him, the stronger we become. I do believe the apostolic church's situations are changing tonight, even in Sterling. Because we're going to open up our mouth, and not only are we going to praise God, but that praise is going to lead us into our worship. Ladies and gentlemen, if I have learned anything, Pastor Glover, since August 27th of 2017, if me and my family, if we have learned anything, is this statement right here that I'm about to make. Never allow what you're going through to change who God is. You think I like taking my family out in the boat? What do you think I like? You think I like that?
No.
I knew it was going to happen. It was going to happen. But I worship. And you people gave to our ministry. You gave. And you prayed. You support it. But I want you to know that Lambis did not cuss one time at God. Lambis didn't they say, oh, I'm just going to damn this whole thing and damn my ministry. And I'm not cussing, but I'm saying a statement. I'm not going to. Family, we're going to worship. We're going to worship. I don't know what we're coming back to in a month or two or however long it let us back, but we're going to continue to worship. Throw the name calling. God, look at the preacher. Look what happened to him. I heard it. Look at him. He ain't got no clothes, and he's trying to preach in blue jeans and a t-shirt. He ain't holy, really? Well, I probably play more than you do, buzzard. Why don't you go buy me a suit?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I still had a vision, because a person or a church or a family with no vision will always return to their past. Come on. God did not give us the strength here tonight. God didn't give you the strength to get back on your feet so you could go back to the same thing that knocked you down, folks. It's not hard to move on. I've learned this. Watch this. It's not hard to move on. It's hard to leave behind what you're not supposed to bring along. I can encourage you tonight, but I can't tell you really what to do with your life. A heart of praise and a heart of worship. You must understand, and this is your local church. And your local church is God's wisdom for nurturing you. Pastor back here. Excuses give us permission to settle for less. I'm not settling for less, Brother Mike. I'm going after God more than ever before. I'm going after the supernatural. I ain't going to get through all this. God doesn't expect us to be perfect, folks. But what you do after a mistake speaks volumes. You were never created to live depressed, defeated, guilty, condemned, ashamed of an unworthy life. That's how come this church believes in Acts 2:38. Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's not getting low. That's encouraging. Standing here, Lord, as we close, in your presence right now, I'll see how small I am. how big you are. Lord, keep me desperate for more of you. I worship you. Why? Because I believe with all of my heart, persistence releases breakthrough. Persistence releases breakthrough. One more time. Persistence releases great breakthrough. How hungry are you folk? It's Sterling Pentecostal Church tonight for a persistent releasing of a breakthrough tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost in the house. This is what I was supposed to bring tonight. Nah, I feel the Holy Ghost. If you're ready, why don't you step out by faith tonight? I want you to come before the throne of God tonight and give him your best worship for just a few moments. God, sometimes God don't take a long time. Sometimes he does, but I believe God's going to really move here tonight quickly. Come on. Come on. I feel the Holy Ghost in the house tonight. That's it. Come on. I hear worship in the house. I feel fresh revelation in the house. I pray that God speaks to this house tonight. Come on. Higher. Higher. Come on, church. Higher. Higher. Oh, the heart of worship, whatever it is, God, I want it. Okay, Brother Bartlett. Come on, let's pray.